Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The president-elect of the United States is calling for unity and a collective effort to fight a raging pandemic.
This election is over. It's time to put aside the partisanship and the rhetoric that designed to demonize one another.
The response from the outgoing president? No. The response from the administration? Hell no. The response from Republican leaders in Congress? F no. It's not that unity isn't a priority for them. Unity seems to be the enemy. It will hurt the fundraising. It will hurt the base. It will hurt the runoff elections in Georgia.
Right.
American security, democratic traditions, the moral fabric of the country. Meh. Those can wait. Maybe forever. This morning, top Republicans, led by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are backing President Trump's refusal to concede and trying to delegitimize President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Overnight, Attorney General William Barr shattered Justice Department precedent and instructed federal prosecutors to investigate these bogus allegations of voting irregularities, despite the fact that no real evidence has been presented. This was a move deemed so craven by the top election crimes prosecutor in the Justice Department that he resigned his post in protest overnight.
His name is Richard Pilger, all right? So here, this is what happened last night. This is so sick, okay? So they're filing all these lawsuits, and I told you yesterday, we went through five of them. The Trump administration is 0-5. They've not won any because there is no voter fraud. There's nothing, nothing to see here. Move along, move along. And they've been filing these lawsuits without any attached evidence, without any claim. And you need to have two things that you can show the court. One, evidence that there was election fraud, and two, that the amount of ballots that are in question would change the result of the election. And neither of these tests have been met. And so you have these two law firms primarily. You have Jones Day, and you have another law firm that you probably, I don't know if you've ever heard of Porter Wright, but they're both white shoe law firms, you know. And they're bringing these cases without evidence attached, without merit, without claims that it would change anything. And they're going to get stiffed because Donald Trump doesn't pay his bills. I've been tweeting at them. You know, the Jones Day managing partner is a guy named James M. Gore, and the guy at Porter Wright is Robert Tanis. And I asked them, you know, why are you bringing these meritless lawsuits devoid of any evidence, you know, attached to them, and threatening democracy itself? Because people in those law firms are quitting their jobs. People in those law firms are saying, okay, this is a bridge too far. Money is one thing. You know, we get bill, blah, 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 blah. But this man, A, doesn't pay his bills. And B, this is really threatening democracy. And so you had people quit. Well, over in the Department of Justice, we have a person who is assigned the task to bring election fraud cases on behalf of the United States government should that occur. That man's name is Robert Pilger. He quit last night also because Bill Barr put out this mealy-mouthed, parsed sort of declaration. And it was so bizarrely wrong to do, A, because of the way it was parsed and worded, meaning Bill Barr, you can see from this letter, had absolutely no view of his own that there was election fraud. And B, him writing this letter before certification of an election has never been done before. So he is a weasel, okay? He's doing this because he doesn't want to be targeted by Donald Trump and the people who voted for him. He doesn't want to be targeted. And that is what is going on here. I hope you understand that without Pennsylvania, which isn't close at all, 45,000 ballots separate the two candidates, with Biden on top. Okay, there's no recount in Pennsylvania. Okay, there is going to be a recount in Georgia because the margin is less than a half a percentage point, and that entitles a candidate in Georgia to request a recount. And obviously, you know, Donald Trump will request a recount, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But he cannot win without Pennsylvania, period, end of story, full stop. And that is why none of this matters in the end. None of it. Now, I will say that this man, Pilger, after this letter, here, I'll play you a CBS report about Bill Barr's letter.
In this memo obtained by CBS News, the Attorney General is urging prosecutors to look into allegations of fraud. But at this point, the Trump campaign has not provided any evidence of fraud. So the real impact of this memo is that it now allows the president to say the Justice Department is investigating. It allows him to continue to delay concession and undermine the trust in the outcome of this election.
Attorney General William Barr has given the president's unsubstantiated allegations of voter fraud a boost by allowing prosecutors to go around longstanding policies to investigate allegations of fraud. In a memo obtained by CBS News, he says prosecutors can pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities before the election is certified. But judges in Michigan, Georgia, and Nevada have rejected lawsuits backed by the campaign, saying they presented no serious evidence.
There have been no factual allegations that support the idea that there was any kind of fraud or improprieties in the vote counts.
CBS News contributor and election law expert David Becker served in the DOJ during the 2000 election dispute in Florida.
But in no circumstances should the Attorney General or the Department of Justice be serving as the president's personal lawyers in a campaign capacity to protect an election in which he clearly received fewer votes in the popular vote and fewer votes in the Electoral College.
Okay, so here's the question. Why is Bill Barr inserting himself improperly before certification of a state's election? Why is he doing that with a parsed memo? Is he doing it because the private law firms are having a moment of a cleansing moment of clarity about undermining democracy itself, and that they might find it impossible to continue as law firms if they participate in the undermining of democracy, if they defend a man who is lawless? Or is Bill Barr inserting himself because they're planning some sort of a coup? You see, these are the questions that Americans are wrestling with right now. Is it because private law firms are getting squeamish about representing a lawless man? Private law firms in Ohio who are white shoe law firms, meaning, you know, very staid, very conservative law firms, maybe their lawyers are rebelling, and I know that they've held internal meetings to voice their concerns about the firm's election-related work for Donald Trump. I know that at least one lawyer quit in protest at Jones Day. I know that Jones Day has already filed four lawsuits that have failed. And I know that they're wondering whether or not they will ever get paid because Donald Trump always stiffs his lawyers. Now, Jones Day is Don McGahn's old law firm. You want to talk about a revolving door? There you have, a revolving door on crack. Okay, because McGahn came from Jones Day, served as Donald Trump's lawyer, his White House counsel, and then went back to Jones Day. Woo, just don't let the door hit you in the face as you're going through the revolving door. Some of the senior lawyers there are objecting to working for this president, who is not only polarizing, but dangerous. And then there's another law firm that's also doing some work for them. Oh, by the way, Ben Ginsburg came from Jones Day, too.